知行英语 Listen and share.
Home alone. 独自在家。I lay in my bed, too scared to move. I could hear the shouting again. I couldn't hear what was being said, but I could tell that whoever was shouting was very angry. The banging started again. This time, it shook the wall of my room. The windows and the wardrobe were shaking as if there was an earthquake or something similar.This went on for about 30 seconds. I then heard a woman's voice. It sounded like whimpering, as if she was pleading with someone. The wall that was shaking is directly above the basement door. There's a locked door from the street that leads to the corridor, where the basement door is. I don't even have a key for this.I knew that the banging was not coming from either of my neighbors, as the part of the house that was shaking is not connected to my neighbors' houses. After the shaking, I heard the kitchen door open. This is how you access the basement from the house, and something came up the stairs towards my bedroom. I was so scared, I couldn't even move.I heard them pacing outside my door. I lay there waiting to see someone open the door and walk through, but they didn't. I thought it was a burglar. I thought that when I wake up in the morning. At one point, I didn't think that I would. I'm going to find that the house has been robbed and the door smashed to pieces.
我躺在床上，吓得动都不敢动。我又听见了有人在大喊，我听不清在喊什么，可我知道那人一定非常生气。砰砰的声音又传来了，这次连我房间的墙都在晃动，房间的窗户和衣柜也在晃，好像在地震或是什么的一样。这个过程又持续了半分钟，然后我听到了一个女人的声音，听上去像是在啜泣，好像在恳求别人一样。地下室的门正上方的那堵墙又在晃动着。房子临街有一个锁着的门，打开门就是一个走廊，地下室的门就开在走廊上。我连这门的钥匙都没有，我知道那些砰砰的声音不是我邻居发出的，因为房子正在晃动的那一部分没有挨着邻居的房子。过了一会儿，房子没有摇晃了，我听见厨房的门开了，要从地下室到屋里来，这是必经之路。有东西上了楼，冲我房间过来了，我害怕极了，动都不敢动。我听见他们在我房门外溜达，我躺在床上，心想他们肯定会开门进来，可是他们却没有。我想肯定是贼，等到明天早上醒来，我一度以为我可能醒过来了，我肯定会发现房子被抢了，门也被打烂了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
lay 这个词很容易被混淆，在本句当中，它是 lie 这个词表示躺的意思时的过去时，过去分词是 laying，
而 lie 表示撒谎的意思时，过去时和过去分词都是 lied。 另外 lay 这个词如果是动词原形，则表示放置、下蛋等意思，过去时和过去分词都是 laid。
To do something
这个搭配很常见，意为太怎么以至于不能做某事。动词原形加 ing 形式这一构词法可以构成形容词，表示令人感觉怎么样的，比如 interesting、 astonishing、 surprising 等等，也可以构成名词，比如本文当中出现的 shouting、 screaming、 banging、 shaking 等等。 tell 除了表示讲述、告诉的意义外，还有一个比较常见的意思是判断出、断定。
wardrobe
即衣柜、衣橱，也可以指一个人所有的衣物、行头。
plead with somebody
是固定用法，以为恳求某人。
lead to
这一词组表示具体意义时以为通向，表示抽象意义时可理解为导致。
Pace
意为踱步、行进。
Point
有情况、情形的含义。
At one point
意为在一瞬间、在某一时刻。最后一句当中 The door smashed pieces 是省略后的成分，省去了与并行句当中相同的成分
has been。
这是英语行文当中为了避免重复、冗长而经常使用的一种省略方法。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
I lay in my bedToo scared to move. I could hear the shouting again. I couldn't hear what was being said, but I could tell that whoever was shouting was very angry. The banging started again. This time, it shook the wall of my room. The windows and the wardrobe were shaking as if there was an earthquake or something similar.This went on for about 30 seconds. I then heard a woman's voice. It sounded like whimpering, as if she was pleading with someone. The wall that was shaking is directly above the basement door. There's a locked door from the street that leads to the corridor, where the basement door is. I don't even have a key for this.I knew that the banging was not coming from either of my neighbors, as the part of the house that was shaking is not connected to my neighbors' houses. After the shaking, I heard the kitchen door open. This is how you access the basement from the house, and something come up the stairs towards my bedroom. I was so scared, I couldn't even move.I heard them pacing outside my door. I lay there waiting to see someone open the door and walk through, but they didn't. I thought it was a burglar. I thought that when I wake up in the morning. At one point, I didn't think that I would. I'm going to find that the house has been robbed and the door smashed to pieces.
Hola.故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。